Mika Pauly is the kind of singer-songwriter who inspires reviewers to multisyllabic excess. The Harvard grad's music is, quote, nocturnal, saturnine, hyper-intelligent, uncompromising acoustic immediacy. We'll talk about why in just a moment, but let's listen first because Mika Pauly is out with a new CD called The Science of Making Choices, and she's live in our studios now. Here she is playing Another Go.
I'd like to learn the science of making choices. I'd like to learn the art of knowing when. I'd like to learn the science of making choices in case I get to do it all over again. Somewhere know the trick to time travel that lets me act on everything I know now. Does someone somewhere know the trick to time travel? 'Cause God and I know how it goes when I'm not allowed. Let's have another go. This time I won't be a psycho. This time both my head and ego will blow you away. Let's have another go. Oh, another go. Let's have another go. 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 Experts, and they will lay me out a logical plan. You have my word that I will consult the experts. I'll make them swear there's nothing there I misunderstand. Let's have another go. This time I won't be a psycho. This time both my id and ego will blow you away. Let's have another go. Oh, another go. Let's have another go. Go, go. Let's have another go. This time I won't be a psycho. This time both my id and ego will blow you away, away.
That's Mika Pauly live in our studio playing Another Go off her new album, The Science of Making Choices. Awesome stuff. Welcome to Radio Boston, Mika.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Let's start off by, I found a Q&A that you'd done with a music website today. I was looking at it, and they asked you to describe your sound in one sentence. You remember this? And it was a pretty interesting sentence that started with Jeff Buckley.
Do you know how many sentences I've given, though? I have no idea what I said.
Do you want me to say it?
Okay, please say it, yes.
Here's Mika Pauly in this interview describing her sound. In one sentence,
no.
Quote, Jeff Buckley having a love affair with Pearl Jam, or Patty Griffin front row at a Radiohead concert and everyone's reading too much Emily Dickinson.
I think I had some friends collaborate on that with me. I don't think I would have thrown that many big names into a description.
Well, I loved it because I actually thought, you know, as many names as were in there, it was a really good description of what you're bringing together in this music. I mean, because your music, the lyrics are really intelligent, and there's this gritty, dark, but still like inspirational and hopeful edge to it. I mean, how do you bring all that together?
I think I'm a pretty dark person, but I have a good sense of humor about it all. So, you know, my lyrics will tend to be very dark, and then I'll try to keep upbeat music behind it. Like one of the songs I have is We're All Gonna Die, and it's a dance, almost a dance song.
We're gonna hear that one a little bit later, but let's just put it this way. That sort of rare combination of songwriting talent, that mix of darkness and light, really caught a lot of people's attention. You won the Starbucks Emerging Artist Competition. You took grand prize at the New York Songwriter Circle Song Writing contest. You've opened for Lyle Lovett, KT Tunstall, John Legend, Black Eyed Peas. You've been on a really great upward ride in the past couple of years.
It's been good. I mean, the past 10 years, I've been at it for a while. I've been hitting the road for about 10 years. So I don't want to just pretend that this all just sort of happened. I've been working my butt off.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about when you were born in Boston.
Correct.
But you grew up sort of all over the place. And we'll get to that in a little. But then you came back to Cambridge to go to Harvard. And can you tell us why you chose Harvard in particular?
Well, I considered other colleges, but something about being able... I was at the level that I was able to get into Harvard, and why throw something like that away? And then I visited the campus, and I'm assuming most people in Boston have been to Harvard Square and seen the buskers. And when I saw the people out street performing, I mean, my heart broke in a good way. My heart just sort of filled up in my chest, and I knew that this is where I had to be.
You're the first person, I think, that I've ever heard who said, I chose Harvard because of the buskers.
It was like the icing on the cake, I think, but yeah.
All right, well, you do have your guitar here, and I don't want to run out of time before we hear a little bit more from your new album. So why don't you play this next song, which I love, Whiskey is the Devil's Daughter. This is off the new album, The Science of Making Choices.
Shadow daughter, of a heritage you don't understand. Baby, our branches may reach up to heaven, but our roots dig where they can. Oh, our river, it's running wicked. Yeah, I watched it. Oh, it's troubling all of your friends. Baby, you watched them all just sink in the water. Then you dove right in. Whiskey is the devil's daughter, but you sinned. Whiskey is the devil's daughter, but you sinned. Oh, what I need is the garden, and I promise that I would do anything just to get back in. Don't tell me the devil brought you the apple, daughter, when it's you that bit in. Whiskey is the devil's daughter, but you sinned. Whiskey is the devil's daughter, but you sinned. Whiskey is the devil's daughter, but you sinned. Whiskey is the devil's daughter, but you sinned.
That's Mika Pauly playing Whiskey is the Devil's Daughter from her new album, The Science of Making Choices. I love that song.
Thank you.
I've read that. I mean, so you were born in Boston, but you grew up all over, a lot of the time in South Florida, but sometime in Kentucky. And I wonder, I mean, are we hearing sort of those different American influences in that song?
In this case, my dad's family, they're all from the Midwest, but by way of Appalachia, West Virginia, and something about it. I mean, I studied science, and I know this can't be true, but I feel like that kind of music was sort of genetically passed on to me. I'm sort of obsessed by that whole Appalachia culture.
Is there anything in particular that you think is driving that obsession beyond the genetic impulse?
It's so dark and simple. You know, the scale, having that sort of pentatonic folk scale, and being able to say, you know, the simplest emotions, but it just scares the H out of you. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of a better word to say.
I wonder, I guess there's so much we could talk about, but the last question I have for you is, in hearing your music over the past couple of days and reading about you, one of the things every reviewer seems to just be raving about is that you have a rare combination of you know, sort of passion and intelligence, which they're just not feeling is the standard in rock or alt rock anymore. I mean, do you feel that way?
I mean, I can believe it. I think a lot of indie rock, they, you know, there's a lot of poetry that goes into that kind of music. But with me, I try not to be overly, you know, obscure in my words. I feel like I want to choose exactly the right word, and that might lead to the intelligence, but that also lends the passion when I say exactly what I mean to say.
Well, Mika Pauly, great new album called The Science of Making Choices. She's a singer-songwriter performing here, and you're performing tonight as well, is that right?
Tonight at Precinct Bar in Somerville.
At Precinct in Somerville. Thank you so much for coming into our studios today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're going to wrap up this hour by listening to a little bit of Mika Pauly's produced song off the album The Science of Making Choices. This is We're All Gonna Die.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.